Hey folks, welcome to the Kira Banks Show. On this episode, we have week 15 of a year of self-love journal. This week's affirmation is, I walk in my gifts, even if I don't know where they will lead. My gifts will make room for me. This section that's coming up is a lot about the gifts that we have, what we bring, what uniquely we bring to the world. I mean, actually, all of this is, right? Because it's about loving ourselves and our unique selves. But these next few weeks really push me to think about, do I walk in my gifts? Am I aware of them, right? What do I identify as my gifts? So I feel like we don't always see our gifts. Sometimes we are, as a child, kind of encouraged not to boast, not to be arrogant. And that can sometimes leave us not being clear about what we do well, what our strengths are. And so I had a process as I was thinking through these questions, right? Things like, what gifts do you have? What did you get praised for? What are you good at? What do people ask you for help with? And for me, it's mixed because I can think about the gifts I have and what I was praised for, but I actually don't think the things that I was praised for were my gifts. I think because I was a woman, because I was this young woman who was very assertive, I was praised for my achievement, but I wasn't praised for my assertiveness. I was often called bossy, and that was a negative thing. I think if I had been a young boy, my bossiness, my assertiveness, my willingness to take charge would have been seen and seen as a value or would have been valued. I think one of the gifts that I have is to be able to have influence without being too, oppressive. So I can boss some people around and tell people what to do, but I often do it in a way that isn't harsh or mean. And I've had people tell me sometimes that, oh, you really skillfully managed that conflict. I didn't even realize what you were doing, putting that person in their place or, you know, moving us in a certain direction. That was very skillful. And I think that as a cisgendered, like presenting as a woman in this body, in this society, isn't always seen as a gift. I think it's sometimes seen as, oh, you're being manipulative. And again, I think if I had been a young man, that sort of ability to navigate would have been seen as masterful. But there's a way in which my taking charge has been, I think, negatively framed. Either I'm bossy or I'm, you know, manipulative, those kind of words framed how I took charge. And it's only been in the past, honestly, I'd say 5 years that I am able to say, you know, one of the gifts that I have is I'm able to talk to people and with people and manage a group of people through conflict. I'm able to be in a position of power without being like power over, but more power with. And I am stepping into that in a way that I hadn't historically. And I think some of why it was difficult for me to see those gifts is because of some of the gendered stuff in our society, probably some of the racial stuff too, right? This piece around showing up like an angry Black woman, I don't want to do that. And so then I'm even more tiptoeing around being in a position of power. And I have realized that I need to shed some of the eggshell walking that I do around the gifts that I have. And so I think people often come to me when the question around like, what do people come to me for help with? They come to me asking, how do I have this conversation? How do I navigate this situation? Help me strategize. That's much of what I do with my coaching clients, help them to strategize how to navigate either managing different demands in their life or in their workplace. And so people come to me for help with that. And I think that it is something that I assumed everyone did and everyone was good at. But again, as I've come of age in a sense, maybe of being middle age now, I realize that that's a gift. It's a gift that I have. And I also have owned that even if it did come from having some of it had to come from having to navigate how people perceive me as a woman, as a Black woman, as a bossy person who is willing to take charge, regardless of all that stuff that might have been attached to it, that I have a gift. People do seek me out for it. And I'm stepping into that regardless of all that baggage. And I still, of course, need to sift through that for myself, but not let it keep me from using my gift and from expressing that. And so this piece around like our childhood, thinking about as a child, were you encouraged or supported in your interests, is something that I've talked a little bit about here, but there's this exercise in this week that asks you to literally get a picture of your little self, of you as a child, and like have a conversation, whether explicitly or if you feel too silly doing that in your head, to kind of just reflect on like, you know, what were you interested in at that age? Was it supported or was it not? And I was just thinking the other day as I was reflecting on this question, there was a lot that I did as a child that was because someone else was doing it or because someone else was interested in it. And I actually don't think I spent enough time exploring what my interests were. And maybe it was the people in my life didn't also listen to what or listen for what I was interested in, but it was often things that my sister was doing, or maybe I saw a friend and I was like, well, I like that person, I'll go do what they're doing. And so I think for me, I can think about the things that I did as a child, but I don't know that those were my hobbies or my interests. And so now as I'm older and I think about like my hobbies and my interests, I've had to kind of relearn like, what do I enjoy? Not just what do I think I'm supposed to do or what are other people doing? And I've learned that I love nature. Love it. Could be out in it every day. Appreciate it in the smallest of ways. So like walking by flowers that are blooming, I'll sometimes take pictures. I'll just pause and reflect on them. Being around big trees, even though the spring makes me sneeze, I still love the like life and vibrancy that comes from this time of year. And every season has its beauty. And so nature is something that I know is something I love. It is a hobby of mine. And I can't think of a way that I really expressed that when I was young, although I did love camp. And I loved the activities of camp. I did not necessarily love the people I was doing camp with. There was some bullying that was happening. I think I was the only Black girl in my cabin, and there was not much support and in terms of people teasing me because of my hair or whatever was different. But I remember just loving being at camp. I loved the canoeing, the archery, the things that we did outdoors. And I didn't get a chance to express that more until I got older and could do my own thing, right? And I don't even think I had the language to say how much I loved camp. It wasn't that anyone was keeping me from going to camp, but I didn't get to extend that as a young child. And so as you do that exercise and think about like for yourself as a child, what were your interests? What were your hobbies? Think about, you know, as you're an adult, what were those? How do you continue them? And even if you aren't sure what they are, because I wasn't totally sure, nature was a clear one. How do you keep exploring? How do you keep trying different things? And I do actually think that's something that I reflected on for myself in terms of, you know, my gifts. I'm also really adaptable, and that could be a pro and a con, and is a pro and a con in different ways. But I love to try different things. I'm willing to try different things out. And that sense of like adventure, maybe not too much adventure or too much risk, but like willingness to step into something new that I don't know, I am excited by that. I am intrigued by that. I like to learn lessons about myself through those challenges. And I'm still working on like, what does it mean to meet those challenges head on and to push myself in a hard thing. But that idea, like the pursuit of growth and learning as I try different things, I do think that's something that I bring to the world, like an excitement about that, a curiosity about that. Whereas some folks are more conventional and want to kind of just stay in what they know and what feels comfortable. So I share that to say your gifts can be actual like things that you do with your hands, or some folks who have a gift for building things and creating things. I realize that my gift is more of the mind in terms of creating ideas or playing with ideas or the intellectual pursuit of things, but then also like the nature that we can touch, the appreciation for that, the love of that, the admiration for that. And so I do think that it was an interesting week to push myself to reflect on like what has been my gift, what currently are my gifts, and how that was nurtured or not as a child. But now as an adult, I have free rein. And so I also have full responsibility to think about what my gifts are and to know that my gifts will make room for me and all of who I am. And I don't have to figure out how they connect, and I don't have to figure out how they weave a cohesive story, because they're me and they're my gifts and it's what I bring. So I hope that reflection helps you think about your gifts, what you bring, and how you make room for your gifts and how your gifts make room for you. And I'll see you next time on The Kira Banks Show.
Have tea to spill or something you want to ask Dr. Banks? Contact her at kirabanks.com/stories or stories@raisingequity.org. Thanks for listening.